Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Ever feel like you're faking it? Like everyone else has it figured out except you? Yeah, me too. That nagging feeling that we're not good enough, smart enough, or capable enough, that's imposter syndrome rearing its ugly head. But guess what? You're not alone. This happens to the best of us, from CEOs to artists to everyday people like you and me. Today on Daily Stoic Edge, we're diving deep into overcoming imposter syndrome and building that rock-solid self-assurance. We're going to unpack this feeling, explore why it shows up, and most importantly, give you practical tools to kick it to the curb. Ready to ditch those doubts and step into your power? Let's do this. First things first, understand that imposter syndrome is like a sneaky gremlin whispering lies in your ear. It thrives on perfectionism, comparison, and fear of failure. It tells you, you're not as smart as they think, or any moment now, everyone will realize you're a fraud. But here's the truth. Those voices are just noise. You've earned your place, and your achievements are real. Take it from me, I've been there countless times. Early in my career, I thought I was constantly being judged, scrutinized, waiting for someone to call me out as a phony. It felt like walking on eggshells every day. But then I realized something. Comparing myself to others wasn't helping. It just fueled that imposter voice even louder. Instead, focus on your own journey. Celebrate your wins big and small. Acknowledge the effort you put in and remember growth takes time. You're not expected to be perfect, you're expected to show up, learn, and keep striving. That's what makes you human. Second, reframe your thoughts. When those self-doubts creep in, challenge them head-on. Ask yourself, is there actual evidence for this thought? Or would I say this to a friend? Most of the time, the answer is no. Replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Tell yourself, I am capable, I am worthy, I have something unique to offer. You've got this. Third, embrace vulnerability. Let's be real, putting yourself out there can be scary. But remember, everyone feels insecure sometimes. Sharing your struggles and asking for help isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength and authenticity. Fourth, build a supportive community. Surround yourself with people who believe in you, cheer you on, and offer encouragement when you need it most. Connect with mentors, join groups, or simply spend time with loved ones who lift you up. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Lastly, keep learning and growing. The world is a vast and ever-changing place, so never stop expanding your knowledge and skills. Take courses, read books, attend workshops, anything that helps you feel more confident and competent in your field. Continuous learning not only boosts your expertise, but also strengthens your self-belief. Now, let me tell you about a time when I personally battled imposter syndrome. Remember how I mentioned feeling like a fraud early in my career? Well, during one of my first big presentations, my palms were sweating, my heart was racing, and that voice in my head was screaming, "You're not qualified for this." They'll see right through you. But instead of letting fear take over, I took a deep breath, remembered the work I had put in, and focused on delivering value to the audience. I spoke with passion, shared my insights, and engaged with the questions. And guess what? The presentation went incredibly well. Afterward, people came up to me, thanking me for the valuable information and expressing how inspiring I was. That experience taught me a powerful lesson. Imposter syndrome can be overcome by taking action despite your doubts. When you step outside your comfort zone and show up authentically, you'll discover hidden strengths you never knew you had. So, remember this. You are capable, you are worthy, and you have something unique to offer the world. Don't let imposter syndrome hold you back from pursuing your dreams and living a fulfilling life. Take those doubts head on, celebrate your wins, build a supportive network, and keep learning and growing. Ready to own your power? Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. We're all in this together, so let's rise above those self-doubts and conquer the world. Stay sharp, stay grounded, and remember you are amazing just as you are.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes.
If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.